stop for a second and think, in the last 24 hours, how many of your words have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to go right into someone else's heart and mind as a blessing, as a tool, as a powerful extension of God's work through you? And how many words are just strewn on the ground around you, wasted, unused by the Lord? Well, this class is about how do we use our words to speak life? How do we harness the power of spoken words?
Okay.
The power of life and death, I already read that to you. I'll repeat it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Now, what does that mean? Well, I just ate some of that fruit today. You know, this class is just one class of classes that I've been teaching for the last four decades. I've been teaching the Bible for four decades, and I had a young man, and he came up to me and said, "Pastor, I want to do something for you." I said, "What?" He said, "I want to make a website for you." And I said, "What's a website?" Now, this is way back like in the 90s. And I said, "Well, if it's something the Lord can use, fine." He said, "Can I do it?" I said, "Sure." I never paid attention to him from what he was doing. I didn't even know what a website was. About a year later, I started getting mail from people asking me questions and thanking me for stuff. Mail. They had seen messages, both the printed and back then just the audio. We didn't have video. And that was in 1995. So 25 years later, all those years of teaching what he started way back then is still going. And it's getting wider and wider and wider. And people today wrote me from Ireland, and it was a businessman. And he said, "I've come to Christ in a completely Roman Catholic country. I am training with you, going to all your classes." And we have not just Proverbs, we have Hebrews and Leviticus and Isaiah and the Psalms and Revelation. And you know what I mean? There's so many books of the Bible and Mark and the Gospel by John and others. But he says, "I'm taking one course at a time." And he said, "I want to thank you. Though there is no local church anywhere within driving distance of where I live," he said, "my life is changing as I study the Bible being taught by you." Now, look back at what that verse says. God says our words have the power of life and death. In 1821, do you remember what I read to you? It says that those who love it will eat its fruit. Do you know what that means? I'm eating the fruit of prayerfully asking God to use my words to train people in his truth. And I'm hearing from him from Ireland. Remember yesterday I told you in the class that I heard from someone that lives way up in Canada next to Alaska, an area called Yukon. And they said that they've come to Christ and pray that their wife will come to Christ and ask me how he could be the best husband to win his wife to Christ. That's the fruit of our words that are offered to God. Secondly, God says, my words have the power to heal or to wound. Now, 12:18 is a reference there. Let me read it to you. Proverbs 12:18 says, "And there is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." God says, my words have the power to heal or to wound. When I was a little boy, my parents used to take me to the state fair. I don't know if you ever go to the state fair or if you even have one in your state, but the Michigan State Fair was a big deal, and we'd go and we'd march up and down the rows looking at the animals and looking at the displays. But what I loved is the people that had the stands in the fair kind of main throughway that sold things. And my parents would stop at different stands and listen to the salesman. And my favorite one was the Vegematic man. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the Vegematic machine, but it was a little machine that had the sharpest blades that were interlaced. And this man would show us that he could take a whole head of cabbage and dice it up into coleslaw in 15 seconds. And he would set a timer and it would come out and there'd be coleslaw. And then he'd put a little sauce on it, and I guess we didn't have any COVID fears back then because all of us would sample it. And then he would take a carrot, and it took 5 seconds. And he would take a potato, and it would be French fries in 5 seconds. And the key, he said, was the blades were so sharp. And of course, all the ladies would buy one. When he got done, he'd be selling them, I don't know, for $5, and you'd just see $5 bills coming and him passing them out. What does that have to do with the Bible? It says in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Corrupt, it's interesting in Greek, has two meanings. One is cutting. The other is rotting. Now, I don't know the connection between rotting and cutting, but in some cases that word is used for something so sharp, it just cuts through everything, like the sharpest sword or spear point. Over here, it's something that's so corrupt, it's just like, you know, the rotten stuff in your garbage can that you forget to take out to the trash man, and it kind of ferments in your garage, and it just gets overpoweringly awful. But what the Bible says is, don't let your tongue be either corrupt, like saying things that are stinky and awful and dishonor God, or Proverbs 12:18, there is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Do you want to harness the power of spoken words? Surrender to God and say, I don't want my tongue to be corrupt. I don't want to be piercing like a spear or a sword. I don't want to say things that hurt people, wound people. I want to heal people.